Hello, this is Cameron Holloman, founder of The Tall Company, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing, and many, many other things. Who cares? I am here to first of all say hello, happy new year, all that good stuff, blah, blah, blah. But first of all, I want to just thank all those who have been reaching out, people who want to support, people who have been pushing The Tall Company. Oh my God, I got some MVPs on this list right now. But not going to even get into that because today's a serious topic. It is all about narcissistic traits. Narcissism is a big deal. It's everywhere. I used to think it was some all about crazy people, but no. Today's research, it helped me out. So, take a listen. Oh, and this is a new format. Enjoy this podcast. I think you'll like it.
Narcissistic personality disorder. If you're like me, the first thing you probably thought of was a crazy person or a serial killer. But it is a little deeper than that. Google is our friend. It says here, narcissistic personality disorders, one of several types of personality disorders, is a mental condition in which people have an inflated sense of their own importance, a deep need for excessive attention and admiration, troubled relationships, and a lack of empathy for others.
Man, it was her fault.
Doesn't seem like a serial killer now. Seems like everyday people that I come across on my timeline or business itself.
Yeah, it's a doggy dog. You gotta be number one.
It made me have to really think deep down. What is this personality disorder and who do I know that deals with it? And even more so, do I have this personality disorder?
Maybe.
I like to always do self-reflection. You take your mirror and you just put it to yourself.
Right.
Do a self-checkup.
Looking good. Mustache looking good. Wait a minute, is that a pimple?
I need to always know that I'm doing better than I was yesterday. Even if I'm having a bad day today. And this research on narcissism made me really think about how this is influenced on us every day. It's not about people, it's about how it's pushed on us.
You don't need anybody, all you need is yourself.
Just think, there are certain jobs that want you to have no empathy.
All costs, sell.
They want you to be have excessive attention for yourself and admiration. They give you things like employee of the month or quotas, contests. It's in us and around us daily.
I try.
How can it not rub off on us?
I can't get out of here.
I used to think that car salesmen had to be some of the most ruthless,
evil people. That guy. You need this guy.
Until I actually had to be a car salesman for a second.
Don't!
Car salesmen are trained to always look for that weak point.
Oh, your mom did.
So they can get in and get what they need.
She would want you to drive this Cadillac.
There are so many jobs that focus on that same mentality. That
narcissistic trait.
It's inevitable almost. Of course, it's not enough for me to just say these things. Again, Google is our friend. An article on Healthline said, there are 9 official criteria for
narcissism.
Grand diagnosed sense of self-importance.
I'm the shit.
Preoccupation with fantasies of unlimited success power, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love.
When I hit this lottery, boy,
belief that they're special and unique and can only be understood by or should associate with other special or high status people or institutions.
Oh yeah, you can't get in here. This
the need for excessive admiration, sense of entitlement, interpersonality exploitive behavior,
lack of
envy of others, or a belief that others are envious of them.
He only bought a new car because I
demonstrations of arrogant and haughty behaviors or attitudes.
No, I don't eat at restaurants like that.
That's deep, ain't it? That's something that we all probably can relate to.
I do it sometimes.
Those are 9 official criteria for not narcissistic personality disorder.
I didn't even say the word right.
How important is it for us to truly reflect on ourselves and how we treat people daily after listening to that article?
Okay. I got some things I need to work on.
Sometimes we get so caught up in me, and we're so influenced that we should be all about me.
But what about me?
That maybe we can set ourselves off and make us have this narcissistic personality disorder.
What?
Because this influence is very, very powerful. As I said, look at our timeline.
Me.
I see a lot of sense of entitlement.
I'm better.
I see a lot of lack of empathy. I see a lot of envy of others or a belief that others are envious of them.
You know, I got all these haters, man. These haters.
Deep, ain't it? That's why I took the time to do this. We all have to realize that none of us are perfect.
Hey, speak for yourself.
None of us are in a bubble or shield that we cannot be influenced or changed within a second. It only takes the right combination.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
All it takes is to find out that weakness and then. So, having dating problems?
Maybe.
Having money issues?
Sometimes.
Can't get along with people?
I don't like them.
Could it be one of those 9 criteria?
Oh, right.
That's the holding us back?
I forgot about the 9 points.
Today, when you get ready for bed, and you get in your bathtub, and you have your bath, or you take your shower, I want you to do me a square.
I don't know you like that.
Look in your mirror and do a self-evaluation.
Okay.
And ask yourself, do you have one of those 9 traits? And if you do, it's not the end of the world. It's about knowing that you have something to work on for tomorrow to make your better than you were today.
Let's get this done.